It's been very nearly 40 years now since CCO Radio took to the air to launch a tradition in broadcasting. And there have been many voices who helped form that tradition, such as that of the late Gordon Eaton. Gordon began his career with CCO back in the mid-40s. He handled every conceivable type program, and his pipes, as some folks in the business call them, were excelled by no one. Let's tune in on a July 4th program of years back. It was called Fireworks in Sound, and Gordon Eaton accompanied the picnickers to their favorite haunts.
First stop on our journey in sound is that bucolic paradise, the picnic. The theme from the movie of the same name is in the background. A picnic can be described as a mass invasion by humans of the private property of ants and mosquitoes, and even some inhabitants of the bug world otherwise unknown to many of us. Also an area that is suddenly overpopulated by exuberant youngsters, one of whom just ran through Grandma's beautiful berry pie. A picnicking place, that's a secret, secluded spot, several hours by car, unknown to others, but always found by your next-door neighbor. There's also the checklist for a picnic. Let's see if we have everything.
Come on, everybody. Let's go before it starts to rain.
Okay. Now, is everybody here? Let's see. Teresa, Snooki, Claire.
You can't remember everybody's name, Bobby. Let's go.
The late Gordon Eaton, another of the CCO voices who helped form the Good Neighbor tradition during our first 40 years. Still another voice of CCO Radio belongs to Jim Borman, our director of news and public affairs. Between political conventions and nationwide elections, Jim still manages to cover the day-to-day stories as well. Let's go back to 1957, the place Marshall, Minnesota. The story, a devastating flood that sent waters cascading over acres of rich farmland. Borman viewed the scene from an airplane.
Now we get a very good view of the flood in Marshall. The town is surrounded by water. There are deep fingers of it penetrating into the town itself. Whoever decided to place Marshall at this particular spot on the map must not have ever suspected that the Redwood River would overflow. The water is simply gushing and roaring and eroding fields. We're going over some freshly plowed fields, and the topsoil is simply furrowed with a long gully that had been cut in by the rushing of the downpour of water.
WCCO's Jim Borman covering the 1957 flood in Marshall, Minnesota, another of the CCO voices that have kept CCO landers informed over the years. In a couple of minutes, Clellan Card, Birdie with the Yellow Bill. Right now, Russ Morgan and the Ames Brothers and a song that's been a part of the musical history of CCO Radio. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover.
Over a four-leaf clover that I
Russ Morgan, the Ames Brothers doing the singing. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover. 48 degrees, our Twin City temperature. 18 minutes before 9. These are WCCO Radio Voices of the Past. I think Cleland Card might be a little unhappy with me if I ever called him dated, but nevertheless, his career with CCO Radio does date back to the old Nicollet Hotel days. And even after we moved into our present studios, the old Elks Building, as it was called in bygone days, Cleland Card and his birdie with the yellow bill were an indispensable part of Northwest Radio.
Birdie with the yellow bill hopped upon my windowsill, cocked a shining eye and said, "What did you do after you licked the envelope?" Flap. Beep, beep. Well, good morning, folks. Here's Card right from the corn crib. Whoever you are and wherever you are and whatever you're doing or wherever you're coming from or wherever you're going, just be careful. Of course, I don't have to tell you smart people this. At this time in the morning, everybody seems to be in a hurry to go somewhere or to get from where they've been. So just be doubly careful. Be on the defensive. We'll give you a complete almanac report during the show. Maybe we'll have a little music later on. But first, joke number one. Two fat old bags were sitting on the beach letting their lard fry in the sun, and one of them said,
"Say, did you ever cure your husband of staying out late at night?" "No, I'll say I did. One night I heard him sneaking in late, tiptoeing up the stairs like he always did. So I calls out to him and I says, 'Is that you, Charlie dear?' And boy, did that cure him, because his real name is Larry."
Joke number two. Oh, this is sort of in the form of a postcard. I get piles of mail. This one poured in today. It's from a listener from Squeaky Rocker, Iowa. And she writes as follows. "Dear Mr. Card, you're so good looking, such a snappy dresser, and always seem to have such impeccable manners." Boy, what smart people live down in Squeaky Rocker, eh? Well, she goes on to say, "Would you mind answering this question on etiquette?" And she said, "Should the bacon be eaten with the fingers?" Well, the answer is no, Mrs. Squeaky Rocker. The fingers should be eaten separately. I'll be back with a bushel of corn in a little while, but let's have a little music. And my helper Snodgrass is here. He'll read his morning almanac. Clean your glasses first, Snod, will you? But let's have that little tune. Hey, let her go.
That was Cleland Card and part of his old almanac show. Jokes and fun, time and temp, music when there was time for it. Any dialect was fair play for Cleland, and he poured all of them into the mic with enthusiasm.
Sam Fafuski's boy had climbed a tree, and he couldn't climb down again. So Sam walked over to the boy and looked up at him, and he said,
"Sammy, jump into my arms, sonny boy. Papa will catch you. Jump into my arms, sonny boy."
So the kid jumped. And the old man jumped to one side, and the kid hit the sidewalk, knocked out 7 front teeth, blackened an eye, and broke a leg. So his old man leaned over him, and he said,
"Never trust anybody, not even your old man, Sammy."
Well, I guess that's life, isn't it? Well, this is the Birdie with the Yellow Bill show, where we dunk a donut, and, well, in fact, we're going to have our contest right now. You folks all ready for a little contest? And, of course, we have a big surprise for the winner. Let's all have a saucer of coffee. First, we'll have the saucer, and now we'll slurp. Oh, boy. Now, do you have a firm grasp on your donut? Are you ready now? Everybody dunk. Oh, boy, that was really good. And, Mr. Neatly, you are the champ this morning. I'm very happy to say, Mr. Neatly, that we're going to present you with the big surprise of the morning. Step forward, please. I say, come here, Mr. Neatly. Yeah, walk over here, please. It's downhill. That's right. Walk right over here, and what you do, I think you better take your jacket off, because, well, now, I'm going to pretend that I'm going to hit you on the head with this mallet, you see, but I really don't do it. It's just a joke. But in case I should not miss your head and accidentally hit you, why, I just wanted the jacket off, you know, because you might splash or something like that, you see. All right, just bend over and put your head right on the block. That's right. Lay your head right on this block. Now, I take a firm grasp on the mallet here.
Are you all ready now? That's right. Now, really, I don't hit you now, Mr. Needley. I really don't hit you. It's just a joke. Is everybody ready? Let her go. Hip! Why, Mr. Needley, you're wonderful. Just, oh, I'm awfully sorry. I should have told you to take your glasses off. Yes, we broke the glasses. That's a shame. Well, we'll see that they're replaced. I say we'll see that your glasses are replaced, Mr. Needley. Speak to me, Mr. Needley.
What really happened to Mr. Needley, folks? Tune in tomorrow at the same time for Clallam Card, the old donut ducker, and the birdie with the yeller bill.
The youngsters have taken over Clallam Card now. They know him as Axel on CCO television. But a lot of us know Clallam as the guy with that funny little yellow bird who kept us laughing on so many mornings. Following Clallam and his birdie with the yellow bill, here's another famous little bird from a few years ago.
A little bird told me that you love me.
That you love me.
And I believe that you do.
I believe.
This little bird told me I was falling,
really falling,
falling for no one but
no
you.
No one but you.
There's no use denying, I might as well confess. Of all the boys I know, dear, I'm sure I love you best. The little bird told me we'd be happy.
Oh, so happy.
And I believe that it's true.
So true.
A little bird told me we'd be married.
Gonna get married.
And I believe that it's true. Yes, little bird told me when we marry.
When we get married.
We'll have a pretty cottage not too far.
Yeah.
All fenced in like a movie star.
Call
a Great Dane pup, we'll call him Ace.
Oh.
Lying there by the fireplace.
Dog.
No fish pond and wishing well.
Remember her? Evelyn Knight and the Stardusters and the song A Little Bird Told Me. 9 minutes before nine, honest to goodness, coming up at nine, 48 degrees our CCO temperature. Another of the voices of CCO belongs to E.W. Zeebarth, Dean of the College of Science, Literature, and Arts at the University of Minnesota. Through the tense events of past decades, Dr. Zeebarth has kept CCO listeners informed with his in-depth studies of developments which sooner or later make news. So it was with good reason that WCCO, on the eve of the 60s, late in 1959, selected Dr. Zeebarth to bring the story of the 50s to you, the listener. Dr. Zeebarth began the story of the 50s in this way.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. As we approach 1960, we might be expected to look back upon the high points in the news of the past year and review them quickly. But as we do approach the 60s, we come also to a new decade. And we can hardly avoid looking a bit farther back than just the past year. One of my colleagues last night suggested that this had been a decade of, at the very least, uncertainty. John Pelletreau looked at some high points of the period last week and said that it was the decade of change. Well, it wasn't the roaring 20s, the depression 30s.
Leading the way to the 60s, Dr. E.W. Zeebarth, another of the voices of CCO. 10 years ago, at this time, CCO Radio was, of course, observing its 30th year of broadcasting. And on a special show produced for the occasion, the master of ceremonies was a fellow named Eddie Gallagher. Does that sound familiar? It should, especially to you baseball fans. Eddie came to WCCO in the 1930s to do the play-by-play of the old Minneapolis Millers baseball team at Nicollet Park. He stayed on, and his talents branched out, and Eddie's voice was heard on many CCO programs. Do you remember the Quiz of the Twin Cities? That was one of them. And Eddie Gallagher had a nose for news, too. Residents of Anoka well remember the year 1939, the year the big tornado ripped through the Dakota community. There to cover the story was CCO's Eddie Gallagher.
Tony will last for about 5 minutes, and the damage it caused in that 5 minutes is, it's impossible to estimate at this point. Of course, you are amazed when you walk down the street and see huge trees snapped over like they were toothpicks and boards driven into cars. Cars turned up on their side, thrown into houses, the sides of houses torn out, and debris all over the place. The roof of the large church is taken off, iron girders twisted as though they were just a little piece of wire. That's what a tornado does.
The voice of Eddie Gallagher, another of the voices of WCCO Radio. Eddie's making East Coast listeners happy today as a veteran member of the staff of WTOP in Washington. But he's not forgotten by many of you CCO listeners. Even as WCCO is on the go today, it was the same story years ago, too. You remember Stu McPherson. You heard him earlier on this program, a couple of excerpts. He came to WCCO Radio from the BBC in London. And as we listen in now, Stu was on the go at the 1949 Minnesota State Fair, describing the auto races.
Coming up, Pat O'Connor and Jerry Hoyt into the start. And they're off on the first lap. Off on the first lap of this 25-lap mile race, the big feature race of the afternoon's racing. And taking the lead at the first turn is Bob Schweikert. He turned in the fastest qualifying time. This is the race that is pays off the biggest. There's $500 for the winner, and it's divided equally all the way down the line. And leading around after one lap completed, with 24 more laps to go, is Bob Schweikert is leading, and Campbell is on the inside is second. Campbell is second, and in third place is Jim Ryan, and in fourth place is John Phelan. And they're strung out now in single file. And leading by 12 lengths is Bob Schweikert from Hayward, California, the fastest qualifier of the afternoon.
CCO on the go with Stu McPherson, as it was done back in 1949. So there you have some of the voices. We have time for one more of the songs, one of the bigger songs of our 40 years, The Weavers with Gordon Jenkins Orchestra. You remember Goodnight Irene?
Stop your gambling, stop staying out late at night. Go home to your wife and family, stay there by your fireside bright.
Well, Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams.
An hour goes quickly when you're among friends, doesn't it? This has been WCCO Radio Voices of the Past. And some of those voices of friends included those of Cedric Adams, Stu McPherson, Gordon Eaton, Ed Veman, Ralph Hertzgard, George Grimm, Frank Butler, Bob DeHaven, Tina and Tim, Jim Borman, Clellan Carr, D.W. Zebarth, and Eddie Gallagher. Some of those voices still going strong on CCO. I hope you enjoyed this hour of reminiscing. Honest to goodness, coming up in about a minute.